Ngayong hapon na ito, we will be looking at another psalm at makikitatagpuan ito sa Psalm chapter 51. If you have your Bibles with you, please open to Psalm 51. Isa sa mga tinitingala na character sa Bible ay si King David. Pagkatapos ng paslangin ang higanting si Goliath, hindi ho nagtagal na kinoronahan po siya bilang pangalawang hari ng Israel. He was described by God as a man after his own heart. Bakit ho? Kasi because David loves the Lord. David obeyed and honored God. And because of that, God blessed David and God blessed Israel through David. Bagamat walang hari ang kayang magpabagsak kay David, siya ay pinabagsak ng sarili niyang makalaman na hangarin. Kung titignan po natin ang 2 Samuel chapter 11, doon makikita natin yung sikat na pagkakabagsak ni David sa kasalanan. David sinned against God by committing adultery kay Bathsheba, asawa ng kanyang sundalo na ang pangalan ay Uriah. Nung natuklasan ni David na nagdadalang tao si Bathsheba sa kanya, ginawa niya ang lahat upang takpan ang kanyang kasalanan. Ngunit lahat ng pagtatangka ay nabigo. Wala na siyang ibang option kung hindi ipapatay ang kanyang sundalo na si Uriah. So David orchestrated the murder of Uriah. Pinapwesto siya sa harapan ng hukbo na kung saan mabangis ang sagupaan at pinag-utos niya ang kanyang general na si General Joab na sa gitna ng pukpukan ng labanan ay dahan-dahan na abandonahin nila dapat si Uriah upang ma-overwhelm siya ng kaaway at madaling mapaslang. At sa nakakalukot na nangyari, yun po ang kinalagyan ni Uriah. Siya po ay namatay. Pagkatapos po na sa katuparan itong plano ni David, agad-agaran niyang pinakasalan si Bathsheba upang tuluyan matakpan ang kanyang kasalanan. He covered his sin with series of sins. Some commentators said that he committed all of the Ten Commandments sa sitwasyon na ito. By the end of chapter 11 ng 2 Samuel, it was mentioned that this displeased the Lord. Hindi po natuwa o nagalak ang Panginoon sa ginawa ni David. But by the Lord's mercies, hindi niya hinayaan si David sa ganong klaseng sitwasyon. Pinadala ng Panginoon ang isang propeta. Ang pangalan ng propeta na ito ay si Nathan. At dyan naman po papasok sa 2 Samuel chapter 12. Nathan confront David's sins. At sa kapamamaraanan na ginawa niya ito is gumamit ho siya ng parable, isang storya. At yung storya na yan gusto ko basahin po sa inyo ngayon sa pangalawang Samuel 12:1-7 sa Magandang Balita Biblia. At ito po yung kapamamaraanan ng pagkumpronta ni Nathan kay David. Isinugo ni Yahweh kay David ang propetang si Nathan. Pagdating doon ay sinabi niya, sa isang lungsod may dalawang lalaki. Mayaman ang isa at ang isa ay dukha. Maraming kawan at bakahan ang mayaman, samantalang ang dukha ay may isa lamang munting babaeng tupa. Inalagaan niya ito at pinalaking kasama ng kanyang mga anak. Kinakalong niya ito parang anak na babae. Isinasalo at pinapakain at pinapainom. Minsan may manlalakbay na naging panauhin ng mayamang lalaki. Sa halip na sa kanyang kawan kumuha ng hayop na patayin, ang kaisa-isang tupa ng dukha, iyon ang kinuha ng mayaman. At iyon ang inihanda niya para sa kanyang panauhin. Verse 5, napasigaw si David, saksi si Yahweh ang Diyos na buhay. Diyos na buhay. Dapat mamatay ang taong yan. Verse 6, kailangan magbayad siya ng 4 beses sa ganitong kanyang ginawa sapagkat inapi niya ang dukha. sinabi ni Nathan kay David, ikaw ang lalaking yon. David, ikaw yon. After Nathan's confession, David wrote this penitential psalm, or it is best known as a psalm of confession. Bagamat isinulat ni David itong psalm na to for his personal prayer of confession sa Panginoon, itong psalm din na ito ay isinulat niya upang magsilbing modelo at magbigay ng instruction sa kanyang singing congregation on how they are to appeal to God's abundant mercy kapag sila ay nahulog sa kasalanan. And so, mga kaibigan, this psalm also models to us and instructs us how to appeal to God's abundant mercy kapag tayo ay nahulog sa kasalanan. A child of God humbly confesses sins to God and hopes in His mercy. We have 3 points ngayong hapon na ito. Unang-una, a child of God mourns over sins committed. Ang anak ng Diyos ay nagdadalamhati sa mga kasalanang ginawa. Number two, a child of God confesses sins committed. Ang anak ng Diyos ipagtatapat ang mga kasalanang ginawa. And number three, a child of God hopes in God's mercy. Ang anak ng Diyos ay umaasa sa habag ng Diyos. First, let's talk about a child of God mourns over sins committed. The tone of this passage is not a happy, celebratory type of praises na madalas natin narinig sa Psalms, especially sa Psalm chapter 100, na make a joyful noise towards the Lord. Minsan pag sinabi natin Book of Psalm, laging masaya, laging celebratory, laging may something to give thanks and praise the Lord for. Pero dito, David is expressing intense sorrow and grief sa nagawa niyang kasalanan. Yan po yung tono nito. Look at verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God. Blot out my transgressions. Verse 2. Wash me thoroughly from iniquity and cleanse me. Verse 7. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Verse 9. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Verse 14. Deliver me from blood guiltness. Mabigat. Mabigat ang kanyang puso. Walang kapahingahan ang kanyang kaluluwa dito. Marahil ay ilang gabi na siyang walang tulog, walang gana kumain, dahil ang madalas niyang madinig sa kanyang isipan ay yung sinabi mismo ni Nathan sa kanya, ikaw yun. Yan marahil ang hindi nagpapatulog sa kanya. Ikaw ang lalaking yun. Maybe you're here today and you know what sins you have been committed and still committing. And you hear that very same voice, a voice that reminds you na you are guilty sa kasalanang ginagawa mo. There is deep hardcore sorrow over sins. Yun ang tone ni David. Deep hardcore sorrow sa kasalanan. When I was in high school, I was not a Christian yet. I was pretty rebellious sa aking teenage years and I hang out with the wrong people, the wrong crowd. Ang madalas po namin gawin noon is mag-cut ng classes. And hindi lang po kami nagka-cut ng classes, kami po ay nag-OB. Kung kayo po ay nauunawaan nyo ang ibig sabihin ng OB, ang ibig sabihin po ng initials na yan ay over the bakod. Ibig sabihin po, magkakat kami ng class at tatalon po kami sa pader, sa bakod, kasi hindi naman ho ganung kataasan yon. At dun ho kami pupunta sa bahay namin para tumambay. So yun halos ang ginagawa namin every week until isang araw, nung mag-OB na kami para tumakas, napansin namin parang may screen na rehas na hindi na kami basta-basta makakalabas. So, nagplano kami magbabarkada at kinabukasan may dalang cutter yung aking classmate at dahan-dahan pinutol habang nagwa-watcher yung iba sa amin. Nung naputol na yun, nagmamadali kami lahat, umakyat at tumalon. At yung isang kaibigan ko, haba sa kalagitnaan ng kanya pagano, nakita niya na nakaganon na ang guidance counselor sa kanya at bigla siya nalaglag. At dahan-dahan nilista yung mga pangalan namin habang nananakbo kami. Of course, kinabukasan, pinatawag kaming lahat. We were confronted sa aming nagawang kasalanan. After ng confrontation na yun, there was deep sorrow. Pero it was a sorrow that is coming from a heart na napahiya. A heart that is humiliated. A heart that is filled with fear because of the consequences of our sins. Although there was what is seemed like a deep sorrow of what had happened, hindi po ito yung tipo ng sorrow na nararanasan ni David sa psalm na ito. Malaking pagkakaiba. Look at verse 4. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done evil in your sight. Magkaiba ho yun. Pansinin niyo sa sinabi ni David na it was a not expressing sorrow. He was expressing sorrow not primarily because he was humiliated. Hindi dahil siya'y napahiya kay Nathan nung kinumpronta siya. Nor was he expressing this type of sorrow over sin primarily because he was afraid of the consequences ng kanyang ginawa. No, he mourns because he knows that he has sinned against a holy God. That's the reason why he is sorrowful. That's the reason why he is grieving. Sa 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13, after kinumpronta ni Nathan si David, he responded, I have sinned against the Lord. Yun yung response si David sa 2 Samuel. Now, what's interesting sa response niya is hindi ito normal na response. Hindi ba nagkasala siya kay Bathsheba at kay Uriah? Bakit sa Panginoon siya at sinasabi niya kay Lord ako nagkasala? Now, David is not denying the fact that he sinned against them. Hindi niya sinasabi yon. But this tells us that sin against others is sin against God. Let me repeat that. Sin that we commit against each other is sin also to God. At hindi lang ho yun. This is an expression that his sin goes beyond human offense. He deeply laments because he knows that all sins are direct offense against God's holy character and commands. Yun po yung kasalanan. Hindi po ito ang first time na nakita natin ito sa scripture na ina-address that a person has sinned against God. Sabi sa Genesis 39 verse 9, nung naglilingkod bilang alipin si Joseph sa Egypt, araw-araw siyang tinutukso ng asawa ng kanyang amo na si Potipar. Araw-araw siya tinutukso na makipagsiping sa kanya. At paano nag-respond si Joseph sa kanya? Genesis 39 verse 9. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Sa Joshua chapter 7, verse 20, nung sinakop ng kampo ni Joshua ang maliit at mahina na kingdom ng Ai, tinalo sila ng maliit at mahina na kingdom na yon at maraming namatay. So nagtaka si Joshua, bakit Lord nangyari ito? Akala ko lilipunin namin sila. Nung pinakita ng Panginoon na si Achan ang dahilan kung bakit natalo sila, dahil kinuha niya ang kayamanan na nakalaan para sa Panginoon, ito yung confession na ginawa ni Achan. Joshua chapter 7 verse 20. Truly, I have sinned against the Lord of Israel. New Testament, Luke chapter 15 verse 18. nung naubos na ang lahat ng kayamanan ng prodigal son dahil sa kanyang bisyo at luho, at doon ho siya sa lugar ng mga babuyan nakikikain sa pagkain ng baboy, siya po ay na-humble. And this is what he confessed sa Luke 15:18. I have sinned against heaven, pertaining to God. So David feels sorrow over his sins, not because he was caught, not because he was humiliated, but because he has offended the God that he loves. Now, being sorrowful is not just about feeling sorry about our sins. Even non-Christians can feel that, na I am sorry sa aking nagawang mali. There are two kinds of sorrow sa Bible. There are two kinds of sorrow over sin. At matatagpuan ito sa pangalawang Korinto, 7:10. At ito po, babasahin ko sa inyo. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. It talks about two types of sorrows kapag tayo nagkakagawa ng kasalanan. Sapagkat ang kalungkutan buhat sa Diyos ay nagbubunga ng pagsisisi at pagbabago tungo sa kaligtasan. Yun yung una. Ngunit ang kalungkutan dulot ng mundo ay humahantong sa kamatayan. Ayon sa passage na ito, itong dalawang klaseng kalungkutan na ito ay yung tinatawag na worldly sorrow and godly sorrow kapag nagkakasala. Let me unpack that a little bit para mas maunawaan natin kung anong klase yung sorrow ni David. Unang-una, let's talk about from this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, worldly sorrow o makamundong kalungkutan. It is a feeling of remorsefulness caused by either losing something important to us. Yun po yun. It's either a material thing or maaring oportunidad na nawala, okay? Or maybe approval of man nawala. It has to do all about our pride at saka yung ating ego. Yun ang worldly sorrow. Worldly sorrow means no real sorrow over sins. May kalungkutan dahil napahiya ka. May kalungkutan dahil meron nawala sa'yo. May kalungkutan dahil meron kang hindi nakuha. Okay? O kaya naman, ikaw ay nahuli, kaya may kalungkutan. Nung kinumpronta ka sa kasalanan, yun ang nararamdaman mo. At yung kalungkutan na ginagawa mong mali, yung ginawa kong mali nung high school ako, ay isang halimbawa nun. Because I was caught, I was shamed, and the consequences that goes with it ay devastating sa akin. That's worldly sorrow. Worldly sorrow always leads to death. Why? Because you don't get to focus on God and His mercy. Instead, we get to focus on ourselves and our glory. Do you see that? That's worldly sorrow. Ikaw ang priority, hindi ang Panginoon. That's why ayaw natin yung consequences, dahil mapapahiya ka. Kaya ayaw mong tanggapin kasi alam ko okay naman ako, ba't sinasabi mong ganyan? Do you see that? At daldo, nalulungkot ka. That's worldly sorrow. It takes your eyes away from God and His mercy. That's why a person who is not sorrowful over his sins will never go to a merciful God. Godly sorrow, however, is characterized by repentance. Turning away from sin physically and volitionally. Its sorrow is caused by losing God's approval. The sorrow of displeasing God, causing Him to grieve. Totoo din po ito sa mga Kristiyano sa panahon natin ngayon. Kapag tayo ay nagkasala, we grieve the Holy Spirit, according sa Ephesians. Ang fellowship natin sa Panginoon ay nanlalamig. Ganun po yung pag nagkasala ang isang Kristiyano, nagkakaroon ng panlalamig. Hindi komportable po yan. Hindi magandang pakiramdam yan. At hindi rin maganda ang pamumuhay natin kung magpapatuloy tayo sa kalamigan na yan. Godly sorrow longs for the sweetness of the Lord's fellowship to be restored. See how David longs for the Lord's fellowship dito sa Psalm 51 verse 8. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. That's metaphorical. Verse 11, cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Nakita mo yun, he's longing for him. Verse 12, restore to me, verse 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. He's longing for the fellowship. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, kung ikaw ay nasa kasalanan ngayon, alam mong malamig ang relasyon mo sa Panginoon. Huwag kang manatili dyan. The children of God mourns over sin because it weakens our fellowship with God. It grieves the Holy Spirit. It disrupts our sweet intimacy with God. The chief concern of godly sorrow is that we have offended God. Mga kaibigan, how would you define the sorrow you're feeling right now sa nagawa mong kasalanan sa Panginoon? Are you sorrowful because you have offended God's holiness? Or are you sorrowful sa kasalanan mo dahil nahuli ka? Dahil napahiya ka? O mabigat ang kakaharap na consequences? Ano yung sorrow na yan na nararamdaman mo? Or maybe you're here today at wala kang nararamdaman na kalungkutan sa mga nagawa mong kasalanan. Mas delikado po yan. You're not petrified by your sins, but instead you are proud of it, friend. That can be a sign of a person who do not have an intimate relationship with God. Sa pakikipaglaban sa kasalanan, mga kaibigan, are you repenting from your sins and trusting on the sufficiency of Christ's finished work on the cross? Or are you relying on your works righteousness? How are you responding to a brother or a sister in Christ na kung saan nagkakasala? Are we grieved by it and calling them to repentance? Or are we celebrating their sins with them by our tolerance and silence? A true child of God is not happy about sin, but he mourns over sin because sin offends a holy God. Second, another way na titignan natin yung confession ni David is a child of God confesses sins committed. Ang anak ng Diyos ay ipagtatapat ang mga kasalanang ginawa. Hindi lang siya nako-convict, kung hindi action siya, he will confess. Not only was David convicted by sin, but he started confessing it. Verse 3, "For I know my transgressions or sins, and my sin is ever before me." Pansinin po natin kung paano si David nag-confess ng kasalanan niya. I have 7 observations. So this is point number 2, sub-points 7, and we will go real quick dito because I think it's a very interesting way to look at kung paano siya nag-confess sa Panginoon and will be helpful sa atin as we evaluate ourselves. Unang-una, he did not justify his sins na nagko-confess siya sa Panginoon. Hindi niya ginustify ang kanyang kasalanan. Verse 1, my transgressions. Verse 2, my iniquity, my sin. Verse 3, my sin ever before me. Verse 4, I have done what is evil. Verse 9, my iniquity. Nakita niyo ba yun? Mga personal pronouns. I, me, mine, ako. David was fully aware and fully conscious sa lahat ng karebeldihan na ginawa niya sa Panginoon. He admits it. He owns up to it. No excuses. Ako yun. Wala siyang ibang sinisi. Hindi niya sinabi, alam mo, Panginoon, kasi inakit ako ni Bathsheba eh. Kaya ako siguro nakulog sa kasalanan. Kung hindi niya ako inakit, siguro hindi ako nangalunya. Kasalanan ko ba yun? O baka naman pwede niya sabihin, alam mo Panginoon, kasalanan ni Uriah ito. Alam mo kung nakinig lang siya sa akin at umuwi na lang siya kasama si Bathsheba, siguro hindi ko siya pinapatay. Okay na sana lahat. O maaaring pwede niya sabihin, alam mo Panginoon, kasalanan ni General Joab yan eh. Alam naman niya may gagawin akong kabalastugan eh. Hindi man lang niya ako inirebuke. Ayan tuloy, pinapatay ko si Uriah. Pero Panginoon, kasalanan ng propetang Natan yan. Alam mo, okay naman ako eh. Wala naman ako nararamdaman ganito. Maayos na ayos ko naman. Kung hindi siya pumunta, di sana hindi ako nagigilty ngayon. Friends, do you hear this? Do you hear how dumb it sounds kapag sinisisi natin ang kasalanan natin sa iba? Do you hear how dumb it is kapag nagmamalinis tayo sa ating kasalanan? This is the God who sees right through his heart. Ano kalaban-laban ni David? Wala. I have sinned. My transgressions. Do you hear this? Alam mo, maybe some of us are saying the same things kapag tayo nagkakasala. Alam mo, Pastor, kung hindi lang mabunga nga ang asawa ko, di sana hindi ako nangalunye eh. Alam mo, Pastor, kung malaki-laki sana kinikita ko, di sana hindi ako nabaon sa utang. Young people, if my parents haven't given me enough attention, I would not be rebellious if they've given me enough attention. And the list goes on. Who are you blaming right now sa kasalanan mo? Are you fully blind by your sins na hindi mo na nakikita ang kasalanan mo? Kahit sinasabi na sa'yo ng tao na malapit sa buhay mo. Stop blaming other people sa kasalanan mo. Yes, maaring naka-impluensya ito sa sitwasyon mo, pero ikaw pa din ang nagdi-desisyon. See, when David confesses his sins, David owns it. He admits it that he was guilty. He was saying, I'm not the victim. I'm the guilty. He is saying, I am not the offended. I am the offender. And sometimes we love playing the victim when we sin. We love playing na ako'y naagrabyado rito eh. We love being yung pagiging ganung klaseng drama, no? And we try to cultivate, win people's favor, which is not helpful sa church, which is not helpful sa family ninyo, and friendships. David admits to his sin. Mga kaibigan, kapag tayo ba ay nagkasala, are we quick to confess our sins or are we quick to justify them? When we go to the Lord in prayer of confession, do we humbly confess our sins to Him or do we have the habit of confessing other people's sin sa Panginoon? Ang kinoconfess mo yung kasalanan ng iba. First, David did not justify his sins pag siya ay nagko-confess sa Panginoon. Pangalawa, he confessed that he is by nature sinful. That's yung second sub-point. He confessed that he is by nature sinful. David understood that his sinful action at saka attitude were manifestations of kung sino talaga siya. He was by nature sinful. Verse 5, Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Malinaw po yan, no? Now, David here is not publishing yung kasalanan ng nanay niya. He is boldly and humbly confessing that there is no good in himself. Sin is innate. It is his nature. This is not to justify or excuse yung kanyang sin, kaya niya sinasabi yon, but to show how deeply rooted ang kasalanan sa buhay niya. This is an expression that he is condemning himself. Minsan kasi, madalas natin sinasabi, pasensya na, tao lang. Pasensya ka na, walang perpekto. Hindi yan ang sinasabi ni David dito. Okay, kasi sinful nature, no. Ang sinasabi ni David, ganyang kalalim ang ugat ng kasalanan. Nasa very fabric ng aking pagkatao. David is not confessing his sin, but also reminding he's not just confessing his sin, but also reminding his hearers about the original sin. That because of the sin of one man, Adam, All have sinned, as Romans 5, 12, 14 po yan. We are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are by nature sinners. Let that sink in for a while. According kay Wayne Grudem, and we always quote itong part na ito when defining sin, sin is any failure to conform to the moral law of God in act, attitude, or nature. Yung po ang kasalanan. Ang kasalanan hindi lamang sa aksyon, hindi lamang sa ugali, sa ating nature. Friends, we must understand that in the sight of a holy God, there is nothing good, nothing pleasing, nothing pure, nothing innocent, nothing pleasurable or lovely about sa fallen nature natin. Nothing. In Genesis chapter 8, 21, pagkatapos i-judge ng Panginoon ang mundo through the flood, ito ang sinabi ng Panginoon, "For the intentions of man's heart are evil from his youth." Psalm 14, verse 3, "There is none who does good, no, not one." Proverbs 22, 13, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child." Isaiah 64, 6, "All our righteous acts are filthy rags." Jeremiah 17, 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things. Who can understand it?" Ephesians 2, 2-3, "We are sons of disobedience." Mga anak ng pasaway. "We are by nature children of wrath." That is why after David confessed his sins to God, he was fully aware na he is totally depraved. Totally wicked. He has broken the commandments number 6, do not murder. Commandments number 7, adultery. Commandments number 8, stealing. Commandments number 9, lying. Commandments number 10, coveting. And so forth and so on. That is why in verse 4, he said that God was right to accuse him. Tama lang, naakusahan ako ng Panginoon. And he deserves the judgment. Tignan mo yung verse 4. "So that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." Tama ka, Panginoon. Wala talaga akong pwedeng papatunayan na kabutihan sa inyo. "You have the right to judge me." Yun ang sinasabi niya. Mga kaibigan, wala tayong pinagkaiba kay David. At teka muna, Pastor. Ano ibig sabihin niyo dyan? Hindi ako nangalunya kahit ni isang beses sa buhay ko. I did not commit adultery. True, pero sinabi sa Matthew 5:28, "But I say to you," sabi ni Jesus Christ, "that everyone who looks at a woman or a man lustfully intent has already committed adultery with her in the heart." So, wala raw pinagkaiba yun. Teka, wala naman akong napatay o pinapatay, Pastor, pareho ni David. Sure, sabi sa Matthew 5:22, "If you are angry with a brother or a sister, you are just as guilty," na parang kapag ikaw ay pumatay. Kita mo kung gaano kabigat yung commands ng Panginoon? Okay, sige, sabihin na natin, meron siguro dalawa o tatlo na hindi ko nagagawa sa Ten Commandments pang Pastor. Pero alam mo yun, parang weighing scale yan, alam mo, mas marami akong nasunod kesa sa wala. Sabi sa James chapter 2, verse 10, "For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all." Walang lasot. Friends, we are all sinners in acts, attitude, and nature. We are all guilty of sin in the sight of a holy God, and we deserve His judgment. But because of God's mercy, He granted us grace by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, who perfectly lived the Ten Commandments for us and took our place on the cross and died as payment para sa ating kasalanan. And as a response, ito ang kailangan gawin ng mga nakarinig ng Ebanghelyo na ito na namubuhay muli ang Panginoon Jesucristo sa 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us from all our unrighteousness." Romans 10, 9 and 10, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." Friends, repent from your sins. Put your faith in Christ's finished work on the cross for the forgiveness of sins and for your salvation. First, he did not justify his sins on the co-confess siya. Second, he confessed that he is by nature sinful. Third, He confesses his sins because he doesn't want to stay in the dark. Kinonfess niya ang kanyang kasalanan kasi ayaw niyang manatili sa kasalanan. Ayaw niyang manatili sa kadiliman. Sa 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 13, when Nathan confronted David, he was ready. He was really ready. Hindi na niya kayang itago pa ang kanyang kasalanan. Kaya nung sinabi ni Nathan sa kanya, "You are that man." Tama! Yes, I have sinned against the Lord. He was ready. He was ready kasi hindi na niya kaya. He has exposed his sin to the light. Psalm 51 verse 9, ito yung sinabi niya sa passage natin. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all my iniquities. Ayaw na niya manatili sa kasalanan. Ayaw na niya magpatuloy, pagod na siya. Kaya nung kinumpronta siya, he was so ready. Tama, ito ang inaantay ko. Last week, si Pastor Binoy preached on Psalm chapter 32, where he focuses on the point of if you cover your sin, you are foolish. And that, let me echo that to us ngayong hapon na ito. If we continue to cover our sins, if we continue to stay in the dark, if we continue to enjoy sin, we are foolish. David was hiding in shame. That's what sin does. Yan ang ginagawa ng kasalanan eh. Sin loves to hide. Sin wants to be in the dark lagi. It wants to stay in darkness. Pero ang gusto ng Panginoon, mga kaibigan, God wants full honesty. God wants no excuses, no justifications, no more hiding. Confess all your sins sa Panginoon. Tama na, pagod ka na. And here's the sad thing about sin. It's affecting everyone sa life mo. It's hurting them. Our flesh does not want to confess because our flesh doesn't want to let go. Friends, are there sins that you are keeping in the dark right now? Are there sins that you are hiding? Mga kaibigan, it's time to bring your sin to the light. This is what church is for. We gather here not expecting something to be entertained. We gather here, you know why? Because we want to glorify the Lord as a church and we want to encourage one another. That's why it is important. That's why sa Hebrews, it encouraged na magsama-sama tayo a first day of the week or once a week for a corporate gathering so that we would able to serve, encourage, empower, confront, correct brothers and sisters so that we may grow. Coming to a Friday service, it's not just sitting down, listen to songs, sing, and listen to preaching, have coffee, and go home. No, it's far beyond that. We gather to glorify God and edify one another. And if you're here today and there is sins na gusto mo na i-confess, yes, the Lord is there, pero ang beauty lang dito is God uses the church in order to minister to you. And if you're having a hard time and you're ready to confess, nandito ako mamaya, you can approach me. We can talk, nandito rin yung wife ko. We're ready to spend time with you. Una, he did not justify his sins, so nag-confess siya. Second, he confessed his sin because he was sinful by nature. Third, he confessed his sin because he doesn't want to stay in the dark. Fourth, he confesses with a humble heart. Nag-confess siya sa Panginoon na may pagkumbaba. Verse 17, the sacrifices of God are broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Hindi tatanggihan ng Panginoon niya kapag yung puso natin nagpapakumbaba sa Kanya. He wants a humble, broken heart, not a full, arrogant heart. One that weeps when he strays. 1 John 1, verse 8, if we say we have no sin, ito yung binasa ni Carlos. If we say we have no sin, We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If you're saying, wala akong kasalanan, it's time to get out of the dark. It's time to confess. It's time to be in the truth. First, he did not justify his sins. He confessed it because he is by nature sinful. He confessed his sins because he doesn't want to stay in the dark. He confessed with a humble heart. Fifth, he confesses his sin because he wants a changed heart. Gusto na niya magbago. Yes, ayoko na manatili, pero gusto ko na magbago. He is tired of sinning. Don't you know sin drains you? It drains you mentally, it drains you emotionally, even financially. It drains your relationships. That's how sin works. And David is drained. He doesn't want to keep on sinning. That's why he prays of verse 9, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Bakit niya sinasabi ito? Kasi alam niya na hindi niya kaya takpan ang kasalanan niya. Di ba yun ang ginagawa niya noon pa? Pinipilit niya, pinaparaanan niya, takpan yung ginawa niyang kasalanan. Kay Bathsheba, hindi niya kaya takpan ang kanyang kasalanan. That's why he's now praying, create in me a clean, only you can do that, Lord. O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Because my sin, my heart is fallen. He wants God to break his heart. He wants God to break his habits. And friends, that happens within relationships then. God uses his people to speak into our lives in order to break patterns of sin. Para makatulong. First, he did not justify sin. He confessed that he was sinful by nature. He confesses his sin because he doesn't want to stay in the dark. He confesses with a humble heart. He confesses his sin because he wants a changed heart. Six, he confesses his sin in hopes of restoration. He wants to be restored. Sin not only weakens our fellowship with God, it also causes us to lose joy in serving. It causes us to lose joy in reading God's word, in praying, in fellowshipping with God's people. That's how sin works. It loses yung joy mo and effectivity mo sa ministry. And sometimes we say, wala pastor, burnout lang ako. Well, is it? Or is it a heart that is being burned by sin? Verse 12, tingnan mo yung ginagawa ni David dito. Restore to me the joy of my salvation, your salvation. Uphold me with a willing spirit. Verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Verse 8, let me hear joy and gladness. Kasi yun ang nawawala eh. Verse 13, then I will teach, transgress your ways, and sinners will return to you. Verse 15, my mouth will declare your praise. These are all the blessings from the Lord. Lahat ng sinasabi niya, nung naging Kristiyano ka, lahat yan meron. Joy, gladness, declaring praises. These are all the blessings from God that sin steals away. Friends, do not stay in your sin. Confess quickly. Confess fully. Confess humbly. Number three and last. A child of God hopes in God's mercy. A child of God hopes in God's mercy. Ang anak ng Diyos ay umaasa sa habag ng Diyos. A child of God always hopes in God's mercy. Balik tayo sa verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Notice that he appeals before the Lord for mercy bago siya nag-confess ng kanyang kasalanan. He is pleading, begging God to grant him mercy. Because he knows that there is no way for him to cleanse himself from sins. No sacrifice is sufficient, which binanggit niya ito sa verse 16. Tingnan niyo yung verse 16. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would have given it. Ako, hari ako, Lord, alam ko lang. Kung ang pag-sacrifice ng mga kambing, mga tupa, libo-libo kailangan mo, kung yun ang kailangan mo, alam mo, kaya ko ibigay yan. Tuloy natin yung verse. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. Pero hindi yan ang hinahanap mo eh. Verse 2, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. So now he's asking the Lord to do it. Verse 7, purge me, and I keep reading this, with hyssop, I shall be clean, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. Do you see this? He is asking the Lord to work because he's tired of working out his salvation. He's tired of trying to cleanse himself from sin. Na alam niyang hindi niya kaya. Verse 14, deliver me from blood guiltness. O God of my salvation. Finally, he's praying the right prayers. It is through God's mercy, my forgiveness. It is through God's mercy and grace, there is cleansing of sin. Through God's mercy, there is salvation. According to Charles Spurgeon, have mercy is the language of one who has no claim to the favor he begs. Wala kang karapatan humingi ng mercy sa akin. David does not deserve God's mercy. With all the things that David has done, he knows that he is unworthy of God's mercy and grace. But still, kahit alam niyang hindi siya karapat-dapat, he is begging. He is coming like a beggar sa Panginoon. Asking the Lord, begging Him for mercy. Sa anong grounds? Sa grounds ng steadfast love ng Panginoon and abundant mercy. Because he knows that God has a steadfast love at saka mayaman ang kanyang habag. Yung salitang steadfast love, kaya malakas din ang loob ni David lumapit sa Panginoon kahit hindi siya karapat-dapat. Steadfast love is a covenant language. That means God's love for His covenant people is unending. Alam niyo yon. He knows na yung covenant na binigay niya kay Abraham, kay Isaac, kay Jacob, yung promise ng Panginoon, He knows that He is coming through the covenant. Steadfast love. Lord, pinangahawakan ko ito. He understands that because of God's covenant love to His people, grace, forgiveness, and mercy is possible. It was very possible sa kanya, pero it's very, very, very possible sa atin ngayon. Why? Because of the cross. Because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the mercy of God. He became a sin for us. When He was nailed on that cross, Jesus cried out for mercy. He cried out for mercy, not for Himself. He cried for mercy for us. And this is what He said, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they do." He is asking mercy for us. He died for our sins on that cross, and on the third day, muli siyang nabuhay. You know what this means, mga kapatid? You know what this means, mga kaibigan? This means there is hope. There is hope. May pag-asa ang mga mamamatay tao. May pag-asa ang mga magnanakaw. May pag-asa ang mga manluloko. May pag-asa ang mga adulterers. May pag-asa ang mga idolaters. May pag-asa ang mga prostitutes. May pag-asa ang mga sinungaling. May pag-asa ang mga sakim. May pag-asa tayo. Because Christ has risen from the grave. Let me give 7 quick practical steps in order for us to fight against sin as a church. I borrowed some of it to a pastor named Garrett Kell, which has been very helpful material sa aking pag-aaral. Garrett Kell mentioned 7 ways we can fight sin as a church. and as an individual. Unang-una, pray that God would keep you from sinning. Ipanalangin mo, ipanalangin natin na protektahan tayo ng Panginoon sa pagkakasala. Ask God to help us. Here's what we need to pray. Ask God not just to protect you from sin, but ask God to help you hate sin. Ask God to help you hate the sin that you love. Second, surrender yourself, surround yourself with godly people to help you fight sin. You see how important church is? When we say church, it is the people of God. Mga anak ng Diyos na niligtas ng Panginoon through the blood of His Son. Surround yourself with godly people to help you fight sin. One of the most dangerous things na sasabihin ng isang Kristiyano, kaya ko to mag-isa. Alam ko naman kahinaan ko, pastor eh. Alam ko naman pag mapupunta na ako sa kailangan. Kung ganyan ang lingwahe po natin, then you're deceiving yourself. Because we have a tendency not to see our sins. Our sins are exposed through relationships, not sa sarili mo. Kasi ang tingin natin sa sarili natin, gwapo tayo, maganda tayo, magaling tayo. Hindi tayo nag-iyan ang tingin natin sa sarili natin until we involve ourselves with people who love the Lord na kung saan sa relationships. Doon mo makikita ang kasalanan. Okay? Surround yourself with godly people. Third, be quick to confess your sins and repent. Confess. Hindi yung mag-sorry, pastor, nagsusorry naman ako lagi sa Panginoon. Hindi, then repent. Repent means change of mind, change of life, which means talikuran mo na yan. Let go of sin and trust Christ. Yun ang sabihin ng repentance. You ask forgiveness and then you repent. Fourth, confess your sins to God and to God's people. Teka muna, ang sinasabi mo ba, kailangan may isang alagad ng Diyos na pupunta ako, na kung saan mangungumpisal ako sa tao na ito? Well, yes and no. Okay? Yes, you need to confess to one another yung mga kasalanan natin in order for us to grow. I'm not saying sa lahat ng mga members ng church. I'm saying, surround yourself. That's why we need to surround ourselves with godly people so that we can confess our sins. Hindi lang ikaw, pati siya. In order for us to encourage, correct, rebuke, help walk and grow together. That's why when we miss gathering together, we miss opportunities like this, friends. Be quick to confess your sins and repent. Confess your sins to God and God's people. Fifth, repent deeply, completely, and continually. Repent deeply, laliman mo, huwag yung mababaw. Pray that the Lord would give you deep repentance, deep sorrow over sins. Repent completely and continually. In short, wala na yung pakonti-konti, complete cut-off. Cut-off sa bisyo, tama na yung pakonti-konti. Cut-off ang relationship, matagal na to. Pastor, hindi ganun kadali, cut it off kasi matagal mo nang pinakokonti-konti yan. And it's escalating yung kasalanan. Six, praise God for His mercy. Which means remind yourself of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now you don't deserve anything, yet Christ gave you life. And number seven, once you receive mercy, be ready to lead others find mercy. Kung natikman mo ang grasya at habag ng Panginoon through Jesus Christ, dapat hindi nananatili sa iyan. Kailangan i-share mo yan sa iba. And that's what you called sharing the gospel. Sin is no joke. Sin is serious. Huwag ho tayo makipaglaro sa kaaway. Huwag tayo makipaglaro sa kasalanan. Kasi ang Diyos, sineryoso niya ang kasalanan. God is so serious about sin that He gave His life for it. If you are a child of God, we must continuously humble ourselves in confessing our sins to God and hope for in His mercy. And if you're not a Christian here today, I urge you to repent from your sins, trust in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and for your salvation at kung ano yung ginawa niya sa cross. Manalangin po tayo ngayong oras na ito. Ama naming pinasasalamatan po namin kayo at pinupuri. Pinupuri ka namin para sa iyong salita. Maraming salamat po. Ito ay kapaki-pakinabang para sa pagtuturo at pagsaway at pagwawasto sa aming katuwiran. Ipinapanalangin namin, Panginoon, na panatilihin mo po ang pagkakaisa at kadalisayan ng Crossroads Church of Dubai. Tulungan mo kaming kamungain at paglabanan ang lahat ng mga kasalanan na aming kinaharap. Tulungan mo kami na huwag mahalin ang kasalanan kung hindi magkaroon ng malalim na galit at patuloy na napakikipaglaban. We pray that we would become a people who is marked by mercy. Help us to be a people who continues to profess and confess that all we have is Christ and nothing more. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.